Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we will be concluding the first chapter in Maseches Erevin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Tes and Yud. Mishnah Tes says, Makifin shlosha chavolim, zela mala mizeh, vzela mala mizeh, ubilvad shlo yehe ben chevel lechavero shlosha tefachim. So we're still speaking about the caravan that's camping in a valley and how they can go about making their campgrounds permissible to carry in over Shabbos. So another way they can accomplish this is if they stretch three ropes around the camp, each one higher than the next. So they're running horizontally and parallel, one on top of the other, and there may not be, in between a rope and the next rope, more than three hand breadths, three tefachim. Shiachavalim v'avyan yeser al tefach, and the width of the ropes has to exceed a hand breadth itself. So that all told, it equals 10 tefachim. So if you have a space of 3, a space of 3, a space of 3, and the ropes equal 1, then you've got 10 tefachim, which is the minimum height that a partition has to be. Let us now look in the Bart Neuro. Makivin shlosha chavalim. Ashiyora shechansa bebekia koi. It's still talking about the caravan camping in the valley. Zela mala mizeh, one higher than the next. Agavi yesedo saviv min hachevel hatachton lekarka pachos mishlosha v'hari ki ilu kula omed dechol pachos mishlosha kilavud dami. So when you put something within three handbreadths of the next thing, it's legally considered closed up. So when you suspend the first rope, you've run some stakes around the campground and you've run a rope around it. If it's within three handbreadths of the ground, then the space from the ground to the first rope is considered solid. Even though it's a legal fiction, it is halachically efficacious in terms of making a wall. U'mena lemtsoi pachos mishlosha hari omed shisha tefachim pachos shnei mashuhuyin b'shnei ha'avirin. So then you've got the next rope suspended three handbreadths above that, and then it's considered six handbreadths high minus a small fraction. U'mena lemtsoi le'elyon pachos mishlosha hari tisha tefachim omed b'shlosha ha'avirin pachos shlosha mashuhuyin. And then if you have the third rope suspended another three handbreadths above that, you've now got nine tefachim minus a tiny piece. Shir ove hachalavim yoser al tefach, the width of the ropes has to be slightly more than a handbreadth. Shlosha mashuhuyin kedei shiyu bein hakol asara tefachim. So you've got those little pieces that you're missing from one stage to the next, so you've got to make that up so that the whole thing from the ground to the top of the highest rope is 10 handbreadths tall. Mishnah Yud. Makifin bakanim ubevad shelo yehe ben kana lechaveru shlosha tefachim. You can also surround your campground with reeds so long as there's no more than three handbreadths between one reed and the next. Again, because three handbreadths together is considered closed up. Bishiyara dibru, they're still talking about this caravan. Dibru Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Morim, lo dibru bishiyara ela behove. The Chachamim say that the only reason it mentions a caravan is because that's a common circumstance when this would be employed, but it's not limited to a caravan. Kol machitza she'enu shel shesi v'shel arev, enu machitza. A partition that does not have vertical and horizontal components is not a valid partition. Divrei Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Echad Mishnei Devarim. You only need one of these things. Either vertical, like the reeds that are standing around the camp in this example, or the horizontal, like the ropes in the previous example. Arba Devarim Patru B'machaneh. And there were four things that they permitted in a soldier's camp. Mevi'in eitzim mikol mokom, they can get wood from anywhere. Upaturim merechitzas yadayim, they don't have to wash their hands before they eat. Umidamai, and they don't have to take tithes on produce of doubtful status. Umla'arev, and they don't have to make an erev to carry within their camps. Let us check out the Bart Neuro now. Makivin bakanim, they can surround their camp with reeds, neutzim ba'omdim, v'zuhi machitza shesi. So they can cut the reeds and stand them around the camp. This is a vertical partition. Aval shel chavelim, have machitza shel arev. But the ropes, that's a horizontal partition. B'shiyara Dibru, they're still talking about this caravan. Hikilu etzlan she'ein tzrichim ela oshesi kagon kanim o arev kagon chavolim. That's a case where they permitted them only to have a vertical or a horizontal. Avala yachid lo hikilu el ad shehe behen shesi va'arev. But in the case of an individual, not a caravan, he has to have both a horizontal and a vertical component in order to form a partition. V'shlosha b'nei adam harihen kashiyara. And three people traveling together would be considered like a caravan. Etc. Any partition that doesn't have both horizontal and vertical components. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, polygale de avuha. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, argues on his father's opinion. He feels that even a caravan would need horizontal and vertical components to their wall. Echad mishnei devarim. But the Chachamim say you need either one or the other, o shesi o arev, either the horizontal or the vertical. V'ika bein rabbanan kamai le rabbanan basrai. There's a difference of opinion between the first and second rabbanan in this Mishnah. The rabbanan kamai lo shor liyachid el dumyal deshiara. Because the rabbis in the first part of the Mishnah only permitted individuals who resemble a caravan. We said you need three individuals and also bederach, they have to be traveling. Because they just can't make a valid wall otherwise. Velo biyishuv, but not in a settlement, not in town. Rabbanan Basrai Amre, Echad Mishnei Devarim, Bein Liyachid, Bein Lerabim. The later rabbis say that either of these two conditions, the horizontal or vertical, is good, whether it's for an individual, whether it's for a group, Bein Baderach, Bein Biyishuv, whether it's on the road or whether it's in town, Behilchasa Kavasahu. And the halacha does follow these later rabbis. So anyone can rely on these leniencies. Patru B'machane, there were four things that they permitted a camp of soldiers. Liyotzim L'machama V'afilu Milchames HaRishus. This is for soldiers going out to war, and it's even an optional war. It doesn't have to be a Milchames Mitzvah, it doesn't have to be an obligatory war, even if it's an optional war to extend borders, they still have the right to be exempt from these normally required halachas. So what are these halachas? Mevi and Eitzin, they can get wood from anywhere. Vein choshashim mashum gezel, and they don't have to be worried about theft. Vafilu karsu asam ba'alehem vasuam chavilos. Even if the wood's already tied into cords of wood by its owners, they're still allowed to take it. They can commandeer firewood. They're performing a national service, and I guess this is a courtesy that was granted them. Upatura merachitzas yadayim, and they don't have to wash their hands when they eat. Shlifnei hasu'uda, before the meal. Aval b'mayim shalachar hasu'uda chayavim, but they still have to wash mayim achronim. They still have to wash their hands after the meal. Hoyol v'nitkanu machmas hasakana shal melech sodomis hamsama es ha'inayim, because that was instituted out of the danger of melech sodomis, Sodom salt, which could blind the eyes. Chamira sekansa mi'isura, and a danger is more compelling than a simple prohibition. It's interesting that in our society people are much more stringent on the first waters than they are on the final waters, even though we see here that the final waters were considered more stringent. Umidamai, they don't have to tithe produce of a doubtful status. Jain Srichim, the Hafrish Trumas Meiser shall demai. They don't have to take the Trumas Meiser from doubtful produce. Kagon Imlachu Tavua Memharetz. For example, if they purchase produce from an unlearned person who is suspected in not separating proper tithes. Umel Arev, they don't have to make an Erev. Erev Echatseris, Kagon Me'ohel La'ohel, B'machane Mukaf Machitzos. Of Erev Techumin, Tzrichin L'Arev. They don't have to make the Erev Chatzeros to carry from one tent to the next in their camp, but the Erev Techumin, which would enable them to carry more than a certain distance in a given direction, that they still have to do. That is the end of Mishnah Yud. That is also the end of the first chapter. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with the beginning of Perek Beis.